This is Ben Johnson.
This is Max Fitzgerald.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Paper beats rock and podcast beats paper.
And Max beats Ben. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast, episode 39. My name is Crispy Meter.
I'm Shane Presley.
Apologize real quick for the sound in the background. Shane's wife is blow drying her hair. So I'm next.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my hair blow dried. It'll be nice. So we're officially in 2015. I know it's our second weekend technically, but hope everybody had a happy new year. Didn't get too crazy. I sat at home and fell asleep like 12:03. It was pretty awesome. So our guests this week, some local comedians, Max Fitzgerald and Ben Johnson. Guys, thanks for coming over and hanging out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Have you guys been on a podcast before?
One.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Which one was it?
Did you do Amy's and Jeremy's too?
Two. I've been on two.
Though. Oh, two.
There you go.
Nice. I was on the one that they did at the Funny Bone whenever they did it, and then one that a couple comedians do.
Oh, gotcha.
Tackling tough issues.
Yeah, we there was some tackling.
There's some tough issues. Yeah,
I brought the tough.
Yeah, they needed some more tough on the show.
Max,
what are you doing this week? Because we need some tough.
Bring the tough.
Well, here I am, guys.
Max, we need some muscle for this podcast. Yeah.
Just end it every sentence. Is that tough enough for you?
I gotta do eight push-ups for every episode. Gotta bring the tough. Yeah. So, and Max, you're from St. Louis. You guys are both from St. Louis, correct?
Yes.
You're
whereabouts.
Abouts, yeah. Missouri. You're in Missouri.
The area. Yeah.
The whereabouts of the Mo, you know. Did you guys have a kind of like, when did you guys decide that comedy was like, I'm going to try this, I'm going to get into it, or was it something you just always kind of enjoyed making people laugh?
I liked doing it, and then I met a comic who happened to work at Borders when that was still going. His name's Aaron Brooks. He was just in town, and he said if I ever wanted to do it, I should get into it. A year later, I went to my first open mic and saw somebody eat shit, and I'm like, I can do that.
Eat shit and never look back.
That's a motto. Eat shit and never look back.
And then I saw the open mic. There you go.
Yeah, I always liked like writing jokes in college, and I went to Mizzou and they did this good show. I never did it in college, though. I did it when I came back. And actually, the 10 o'clock show last night, the girl who was the reason why I started comedy was there, because we were going to teach English in South Korea, and then Ben's making hand gestures, and it's nothing like that. But we were going as a couple. We weren't a couple. We were going as a couple position just to be in, you know, and have a friend in the same school. And then she bailed last minute, so I had to like start over, and I just didn't want to. Yeah. And then so I started comedy. It was weird telling her that. I was like, hey, when you screw me over, that really that's why I'm doing this.
I
so
appreciate
thank you.
It. I mean,
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for screwing me over and opening a door to comedy. I really appreciate that. But well, we're on the topic, screw you, because well, that's cool. What were some of the comedians that, you know, kind of I guess inspired you guys or got you, or was it like, I know some people when they like talk about like comedy or music, sometimes they just don't even have influences, they just enjoy doing it naturally. But are there any like comedians or anything you guys
Beaker from the Muppets?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Swedish Chef is also in there.
Really, just anybody from the Muppets, or I mean, that's comedy gold.
Yeah, all the Henson, just the puppets though.
Just the puppets. Anytime they had real person though, screw them.
Yeah, I never really like until I started comedy, got into, I mean, the one that I really listened to was, I worked at a library in college, and so we got to listen to iPod, and the only comedy albums I had were Hedberg's. So I just kind of fell in love with that, because then I started doing like one-liners. A lot of people just start like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I never really, until I started doing it, never really got into too, and I still don't really listen to too much or whatever. You know,
it's
I guess that's weird, but
I don't know what you're talking about. I started off with deep introspective truths.
I got to see Mitch before he passed.
And yeah,
it was pretty awesome.
Where was it? Funny Bone?
No, that was at the pageant. It was supposed to be a co-headlining tour with him and Stephen Lynch. And Lynch had to like bail. He got offered at a wedding singer on Broadway.
Yeah.
So he went and did that, and then
like from the movie, the
I didn't even know they had a Broadway production of Wedding Singer.
Yeah, he played Sandler's character, you know. So he did all the lead role in singing and all that, and which is what, you know, he's good at. He's and But it was so.
Did they make any other Sandler's movies into musicals?
I don't know.
But I think Jack and Jill's coming up. Yeah. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're hoping.
But Mitch brought some friends. I can't even remember now who was with him. But Mitch was great, and then he passed like I don't know 2 months later. It was it's pretty crazy how soon it was. But yeah, it was neat to be a part of it. At least I had that memory of.
I think they're making Spanglish into an opera.
I feel like they can make anything. Like, everything just turns into a musical somehow. Like, oh,
Spider-Man
yeah,
did.
Go see Saving Private Ryan on Broadway.
Spider-Man
yeah.
did. What are, yeah. what are, you know, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
The first 10 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, the musical, not as good.
Not as dramatic, really. I wasn't, feel like it was into it, and the cardboard water that was doing it. It's just like the old, like, you know, like, you had, like, the cardboard cut out of water, and they're just moving it back and forth, and they're like, we're going in, boys, we're going. It just didn't have the same effect. I don't know. I did watch a documentary, and I think we talked about it, that American Idiot documentary of the Green Day album. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. But I feel like they wrote that album just to be like, let's turn this into a musical in like 8 years. All right. Let's do it. It's good, though. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. So so what's Cincinnati like compared to St. Louis? Is it...
It's very similar, man. Yeah. I mean, city-wise and comedy-wise, there's two clubs. There's, you know... a better club and a not better. I mean, they're both good. I'm not, I don't
like
want to talk
a
shit
and
or
B
anything.
And
sort of. I mean, yeah, but they're not like the two clubs here, just the same owners, all that stuff. I mean, the other one's just getting kicked off, so it'll be fine. Yeah. The ones there is different. There is a Funny Bone, but it's different owners. And there's Go Bananas. I do mostly go. I've hung out at the Funny Bone. I haven't performed there yet, though. And then I've done Go Bananas, and that's a lot of fun. But I knew I had like friend, like Gabe and stuff, Gabe Kia, and I had knew some people that were. I mostly knew them from Go Bananas, not the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
So that's why. But also, like, yeah, I mean, same with about similar number of mics, comedians. It's all pretty similar.
Yeah. Did you guys know each other from, or meet each other from doing comedy or stand up?
I think the first time I saw you was at Fitz's.
I don't remember the one I met. I accidentally swiped right.
Worked out, and I've been happy ever since. Oh, well, that's cool, because like, it seems like a lot of, there seems like the community of comedians is really, I mean, it seems like you guys, everybody kind of knows each other, probably because you guys perform or pass by at least each other, and it just seems like you recognize or know each other, kind of builds into a community, which is kind of cool, just to, seems like, at least like in the music community, there's so many bands. It seems like, I don't know if there's as many comedians as there's like bands essentially, but it seems like it's a lot more close-knit community and probably more supportive, I think, in the comedy scene.
Yeah, a lot of, I mean, a lot of shows, mics are just mostly comedians, but also it's just people, I guess you just become friends, you just see them every night. Because my friends just kind of just moved. I just didn't really do any, like, I didn't have any friends, so I was just doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same pretty common
Ben,
story.
Sure
in
Ben,
the comedy
sure
scene.
Ben
comedy is a
here.
Jumping off point. It's like anything else when you get into
you
it.
Just jump off a
bottom.
Cliff and
you got nothing else to do.
Just does the puff of smoke at the bottom, like the Wile E. Coyote or something. We're actually having a debate, and this is just left field, about who was faster, the Roadrunner or Flash. Because I don't remember what we got on the topic of Superman. Yeah, like Superman, he spins around the world and turns back time.
Yeah.
So then somebody's like, "Well, is Flash faster than Superman?" And I was like, well, "What about Roadrunner?" And we had about a 10-minute debate about
what was the verdict.
I think I can't remember. I think we decided that Superman was ultimately faster than all of them, but something about the Roadrunner, because they're like, "Well, Wile E. Coyote could catch the Roadrunner at times; he just couldn't grab him or something." I don't know what it was. But then I told him that, like, Roadrunner can run through walls.
You guys remember when Roadrunner and Flash raced, and then Flash got crushed by a big boulder?
I actually YouTubed. I was like, I wonder if there's anybody that's, like, had this debate, too. And I think I saw a video on YouTube.
It was Wile E. Coyote, and then he ate him.
Yeah, it was pretty graphic. I remember that.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Flash, not as strong as you thought he'd be. Actually can be eaten by animals.
And I thought that was a weird cross in universe.
Right,
universe eye? Yeah.
Just somebody was like, let's put them together and see what happens. They're fast.
When he was telling that story, it reminded me of Mallrats, like when they had that big discussion. And then, like, talking about, I'm pretty sure it was Mallrats, wasn't it? Where he's, like, talking about, like, Superman couldn't have sex with regular chicks or whatever. Or
kill him.
Yeah. And he's like, unless he wore a kryptonite condom, which would kill him. And, like,
I think that was another debate too with like Batman, Superman, because this dude I worked with was like, you know, Superman's actually the better one because he's got to control his strength. You know, Batman can punch people and it's cool, but Superman, if he punches too hard, he'll kill him. He'll punch right through him. And I'm like, Never really thought too much about it.
Now you Batman has condoms interest. On that utility belt?
I feel like he should. I feel like Batman got more more action than Superman. Superman was straight Lois Lane, right? I mean, Batman was
anybody. He just had Alfred.
Alfred was a servant in more ways than one. He had gentle hands. So that's why as long as, you know.
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
The sex bat cave. Sex cave?
There's a different bat cave for what we're going to do tonight, Alfred. Slide down the pole, and he just has like a totally different outfit, like a. I don't know. Too much into the sex world of Batman. That's all right, though. There's probably a porn. There's a spider babe porn. Have you guys ever. Seen this porn? But I remember in college, like, you know, in college, you guys kind of have like.
Porn parties.
Live action or like.
It's live action.
It's stop motion.
So it's playmation. You get the idea. Yeah. So I guess it's a Spider-Man, but it's a chick, and she shoots her web out of her lower region.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember specifically there's one point where the guy's like making fun of her, and he shoots her, or she shoots him in the face with the web, and it covers his mouth.
She
shoots her web out of her vagina. Yeah.
Does she have the costume on? Or she's just Spider Girl.
Why doesn't he shoot
them out? Was this pretty low budget?
This is, yeah. I think it was on Cinemax too, like not long after, which is, you know, okay. They do the porn. But I'm pretty sure.
So it was probably on a set.
I don't know how the DVD or whatever came across, because it wasn't like it was on TV when we watched it in college. Somebody was like, hey, you guys want to watch Spider Babe? And we're like,
how did they shoot the web coming out of the vagina?
I don't know if they actually showed. That it was more of like she's like let me make a face, and then all of a sudden the guy's like, and oh, then, there's web on
yeah. And then they shot one of those canister things.
Yeah, I don't know if
does
I,
he shoot webs or just he no, just shoots the other stuff that you...
it's a girl who shoots the web.
She's, okay.
And then he's like some just goof making he's fun just, of her and uh-huh. She's like, hey, it's like when Peter Parker fights the bully. Well, she is fighting him, but she just shoots a web at his mouth and it covers.
Tell you what, but
college
if the DVD sales of Spider Babe spike because of this,
I want residuals. Yeah.
It's
called Spider Babe. It's called
Spider Babe. Yeah.
Spider Babe.
There
yeah.
had to have been a better play on words than.
Well, yeah,
if I think of one throughout this entire hour, I'm going to bring it up out of context.
We're
going to
make that.
Ben's just not going to talk for the rest of the time until the very end.
He's just very like, in-depth thinking, like, what?
Spider Babe, damn it.
That's the same one.
God, I thought I had it. There's porn names for all sorts of, like, there's a Lord of the Rings porn, I think.
Yeah.
I
mean, oh, there's everything. Yeah. There's cartoon. You ever, not that I would ever steal
yeah.
music.
Yeah, like I was like, have you ever seen the... Not that I would ever watch this.
You know, disclaimer. I've just seen people doing it before. And they got the ads though forever. There's cartoons. It's billboards.
They had a video store by my house growing up. Video Update, and they before they went. Yeah, by the way, great. They had a going away sale, and I got Wrongfully Accused and Dirty Work for a buck. I never looked back. But they would have. I was big into wrestling. I still am. So I would look at the wrestling VHSs, and they were under the special interest section. And they would just be with the porn, like kids watch wrestling. I saw like the Blair Witch Project. It was like the Bear Wench Project. Yeah. And I would look at the cover of that a lot.
You're like Royal Rumble and Lord of the G-Strings. Like, oh, I think I like the wrestling. Do you watch wrestling?
No.
Get out.
I mean, back in the. Are you big? Are you guys?
I used not to. Well, Shane is that really. Are you? You're not really as big a wrestling fan as.
No, I mean, I'll go to those parties, but mainly for the pizza rolls and stuff.
Should we split off into two different podcasts?
Yeah, maybe we'll start a different podcast. Just go over here and let's start the cool podcast, and we'll talk about Ultimate Warrior and some wrestling. And, no, I don't know. Like, so are you big? You're a big wrestling fan, Max?
Yeah, I really don't. I don't watch it too much anymore. I mean, I don't TV right now, but
do you
I
wear
still
pants
follow
when you
it.
Watch it.
Yeah. Well, I never really wear pants.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I just don't want to feel like the weird one. You know, something about John Cena.
I wear pants, but on my arms. So. Right. Just so I feel better.
I don't know. Well, like we have a WrestleMania party every year at our house, and like my wife actually supports it now, which is nice because she's not like, you know, it's fake, right? So it's always nice. And
I always argue like it's scripted because like they actually they do put their bodies on the line. Yeah, I can talk about this all day. But yeah, I mean, it's
so if you guys want to just go do something else, we're just going to talk about the next 45 minutes. It's cool. No.
I used to watch a lot.
It's theater. Like, I mean, yeah. Again,
it's
a...
Yeah, it's a male soap opera, yeah, essentially.
That's the whole thing. It's like, people are like, it's fake. It's like, well, so is any other show that you watch on TV that's not... Well, probably any show you watch on TV is pretty much fake. But I'm just like, you know what? I know it's fake. Leave me alone.
And it's live. There's not too many lives.
It's just like buff dudes.
It's just like buff dudes, man. Leave me alone.
I used to watch a lot, like, in middle school when all the WCW...
Do you guys have the backpacks whenever you were in elementary that had the wrestlers on them and stuff like that?
I had the Kush wrestlers. Or my buddy did, and we used to wrestle with them in the pool, and it'd feel like real wrestlers.
I just broke out my Nintendo 64 the other day.
Nice. The wrestling video game.
Revenge
or
WrestleMania 2000.
Playing WCW.
NWO Revenge. Yeah. Ah, that's a good one. They have all the, like, the Japanese wrestlers in there, too.
They're Japanese wrestlers?
Oh, like, yeah, with the crowd. Yeah.
Or,
there's good times.
Anybody can wrestle in any country.
That's true.
I think Japanese are, like, really hardcore, too. Like, there's some, I guess... I don't know.
I think it's and then you got all the you know, Mexican guys too, Rey Mysterio and all that, like those guys that are and Eddie Guerrero, all the guys on the fly jumping off the ropes and stuff. And
we actually at Mizzou, we did a film production. It was like the first film production class, and it was a some professor wrote it, and it was a luchador movie, a masked Mexican wrestling movie starring Mil Mascaras, who's like huge in like Mexico and Japan for some reason, and he, like, the dude, I guess it's, the mask is a sacred thing, and he's just this old guy, but he never took off his mask. Like, we'd be eating food, and it'd just be all these college students, and this old guys, dude, Mexican dude just in a mask, just eating.
Like, should have put a hole in this thing. This is horrible. Just injects this dude into.
And they would, like, when he would act, he would speak Spanish on set, and the other actors would speak English. It was a weird thing. They just had to know their cues, I guess. I had never seen that before, yeah.
I meant to ask you, because I saw on, was it New Year's Eve, you're playing Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
So whenever I try and play it, like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna, hell yeah, I'm gonna, and I start playing, I'm like the only game I consistently play is like Mario Kart. Yeah. But it's always by myself, like, and I feel like I need some friends to play Mario Kart with me, because it's a little more fun. But yeah, what did you played GoldenEye, right?
I was playing GoldenEye.
GoldenEye was good.
I mean, and that's the thing, like, even that, like, I don't know, I still just can't hold my attention for too long. I'll play a couple of missions, and then I'm like, all right, I'm done. You know,
I think
it's
if we all just, like, sat down and played, like, four, like...
If you could get a good four-player game. Yeah. And if nobody was odd job, that's unfair. Facility. It's too short. You can't.
It's facility, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then proximity mines.
Exactly.
And then you just go into the bathroom. Yeah. That's what you do every time, and then the whole place explodes.
Yes. Oh, my God, I do.
As soon as you open the door.
Memories like that are just phenomenal.
Oh,
and, like, whenever you play, like, the story mission, and I don't know if you could do this in multiplayer, but, like, the same level, but, like, so the scientists are all around there, and you try and put landmines underneath them, just flying through the windows and stuff, or proximity mines. That was, like, the initial, like, party first-person shooter game that, like, I feel like inspired probably...
Yeah, I mean, there was a... I remember a lot of nights everybody getting together in four remotes, and you had your tiny little screen, and then, you know, and then of course that led into people bringing over, you know, led into Halo, and then people had two screens, you know, had the two teams
and
all
parties,
that.
Yeah.
And, like,
this is going to be a college major at some point.
Yeah, right. Oh my, yeah, that'd be...
The history of video games.
Yeah, I got lost, like, at Halo, because, like, I can't do two joysticks. Like, I can't, it's confusing to me to, like, one to move around and one to aim.
I never do the inverted pitch.
And Charlie always gives me shit about it. He's like, real gamers do the inverted pitch.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yes, I'm good. I'd rather play and try and at least kill somebody instead of getting killed all the time because I push down and go up. I don't know.
What about web pussy?
There you go.
But I feel like I'm going to keep working on it. Here's the problem. I feel like, and you know what her name was? I think it was...
the actress?
Not a real name, but, like, it wasn't Peter Parker. I want to say it was, like, Peter Porker.
Peter Porker?
I feel like that's...
It was still
Peter?
It was still Peter?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because it was a girl.
Was she, like, Eastern
like...
European? I think that could work.
It was Petra.
I'm going to look it up before we're done. I'm going to find out all the details of it. But I feel like you're going to need, like, you need, like, the initiation of Spider-Man somewhere in your title. Like, it's got to... Because somebody...
Yeah,
like,
that wasn't a great
like,
one.
I feel like that feels like a James Bond movie, so I'm just saying keep working
web
on
pussy
it.
Just sounds like just porn. Like, it's like, hey, go to my computer, like, it's a web pussy.
That's the folder on the computer.
That's just web pussy. What internet's called.
I'm going to find the details of it here while we're going on, because I feel like, yeah, like, all the names are probably... it started Aaron Brown. There we go. I feel like I didn't know IMDb had porn on it. But
it does?
Well, I guess Spider-Man.
It's still a movie. International movie database.
So here's a socially awkward young woman gets bitten by a radioactive spider and becomes a crime-fighting superhero and tries to defeat a nefarious supervillain while going after any man or woman she wants to bed down with. So
she didn't get like hit by a radioactive
father. I like how delicate they put that. She wants to bed down
her
with.
Her name was Patricia Porker.
Patricia
Porker. I was trying to figure out where the cast. Oh, here we go. No. See, IMDb changed, and it used to be really easy to find stuff, and now I feel like I'm dumb or something. I can't say it's good now.
I liked IMDb's first album.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, there we go. Yeah, right. Like, their first album was way better, and then they got all the Indian shit, and I don't fucking care. Yeah, Patricia Porker was her name, but that's the only other one that's Uncle
Flynn. What were we talking? Video games.
Video games, sorry.
You can't drop the thread.
Distracted by porn, yeah.
But Ben, you brought up web.
I know. I'm going to keep bringing it up. Don't worry.
I'm just, if you can find a better Spider-Man thing, we'll put it, we'll update
it. Place in my wheelhouse. That wasn't really wordplay.
We'll update their Wikipedia or something.
I'll get there.
Yeah, we'll find it.
We'll keep working it out.
So you said you can't do the double control stick. So do you not really game anymore, or is it?
Yeah, I still play because I don't really have TV or internet where we live. Businesses near us do, so we don't need it. But I do PS2. But I just do NCAA Football 2007. Reggie Bush is on the cover. So I just do the one joystick. But that's pretty much it. I can't. Like, I can do Wii and shit, Mario Kart on that, but Halo, like, shoot 'em up games, I'm not good at now, and then it's just frustrating, because a lot of my friends are good.
Well, that's all, like, even if you don't play it the day it comes out, then you're doomed, because people play it, and then you try and play it like a month later, and this is cool, and you're dead, and you're like, this is stupid.
Yeah, the only time, like, I enjoyed it was I was on a headset at my friend's, and I was just pitching, I was just saying my jokes. To like the kid on the other line or whatever, he didn't understand what I was talking about.
He's like, can you just
13-year-old?
Yeah. Like, trying to capture the flag here, okay?
Jeez. Yeah, it's like you seen these pants with words on their butts. Like,
this kid just like, Mom, I don't want to play Xbox anymore.
Take this back.
I think I'd rather read a book, Mom. Can you get me a book? Not an audio book.
I used to share a wall with my roommate Brandon. He played all the time, and I'd sit there in the room and he'd just be screaming at these kids across the internet with his headset on, so just cursing at them, and it was just like, so that was my entertainment, was just listening to him. I couldn't hear the other side of
the conversation.
but
then like it was just funny how like, because sometimes he would like have his door open and I would just like sit there watching him play this and screaming at him. He had like no idea because with the headphones on, he couldn't hear anything. And then I'd just say, what's going on? Like, it was just funny, like how much cursing is on that game.
It's just him defending his mom. Yeah.
It's faceless communication. Yeah. That's why YouTube comment is just such a fucking prick.
Oh, yeah. That hiding behind the keyboard thing, or a controller.
Which, by the way, not a great way to actually hide.
No, not really. Especially when, like, you have your profile picture of you, and you're like, and I go, I see your face, man. Get invited to, like, a Google Hangout, and then you're in a video chat, and you're like, I don't want to defend this anymore. I'm sorry. Your video was great.
Anne Frank tried hiding behind a keyboard, and then she had to move to the... Well, I mean, I guess it would have just been a typewriter.
That's true. Point. Yeah, I don't
they
think they
typewriters
had
typewriters back then. I guess they would.
I think they had typewriters. I don't think they had the internet.
They had bombers. How would they not have typewriters?
We need something to deliver in our giant bombers. Well, I've developed something that you can type on. Typewriter.
I thought of hiding, and then the only place my brain went was Anne Frank. Yeah. Are there other people who notoriously hid from things?
There's like the Underground Railroad.
That's true.
They hid. I mean, I don't know if they really hid. That was more of like, let's get out of here.
not much positivity in hiding in history.
That's true.
Most of the hiding.
Whenever people
are
forced to hide, it's usually
hiding from something bad, yeah.
And out of fear.
It's never just a fun game of like, I'm going to find you and we're going to laugh about this later. It's always, I'm going to find you and I'm going to gratuitously murder you
and
you're going to be known
about.
I'm going to beat you horribly. Yeah, I don't really know about a whole lot of hiding that took place. So add that to the list of things you're going to try and think of while we're doing the podcast.
Right. All right, there's a better name for Spider-Man porn and good reasons
times
why somebody...
Times in history when hiding was fun.
When hiding was fun.
I feel like I can't even go on with the podcast because that's just sitting in my brain like, what?
That just sounds like
there's
a memoir.
Gotta be
like,
when hiding was fun. There's got to be a time in history when somebody was hiding from something and it was fun and they're enjoying it and they didn't end up getting killed and end up in a history book. I don't know. But
as far as video games, I play Jax Online. You guys ever play Jax?
I play Jax Online. I don't even know. I play hockey, but even like if I play something online, I have to start my own party and just be on my own because I don't want to hear people talk because I'm always afraid they'd be like, this is a fucking douchebag. He even passed the puck and he sucks and he's an idiot. I'm just like.
And that would wear on you?
It really that was one. Just... It just takes one insult. And I'm like, I don't even like this.
You get rattled.
Can you play with like every, like hockey, can you play with five other people?
Yeah.
Or I guess six.
They have a thing now so you can do six for six. And so everybody's like locked into one position. Like
I did that hardcore. I would play that game too. NHL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You play Xbox or PS?
Xbox.
Yeah.
See, and now the new one, they don't have that. Well, they have
I know.
It,
I was very
have, like,
upset
the,
when I found that
the
out.
Online hockey league, which is a blast. But I'd play goalie, and I could never go in and play goalie with like and listen to the other members of my team because playing goalie is really hard as it is, but let alone I wasn't good at it.
Yeah.
So then like it's like 6-0 in the first period, and they're like, oh my god, what's fucking stop the puck? I just want to be like, I don't want to listen.
And every guy on that game makes their goalie like 6'6", so it's easier to
6'8", like 557 pounds, and they're just huge. Yeah.
Half the time you can't even probably see yourself on the screen, right?
Well, they have
on
they
the
have
other it, end of the
you're
of
locked
the
into your one guy. So
oh,
like,
okay.
You only see your one dude. And so
oh, that's cool.
It's fun. Like, we got a lot. I remember I'd get off work at like 4 in the morning, and I'd text my buddy. He's like, you ready to play? We're like, yeah, and we'd play till like Saved by the Bell came on or something. And we're like, okay, we need to go to bed. But like, that of any game, I've spent more time playing hockey online until like recently. Now I have two kids, so I don't get to play as much anymore. But like, yeah, in college and so
now I'm teaching them how to play online.
Now I'm teaching them. The greatest thing was like my son. He now holds a controller like he's supposed to, but he doesn't really know what he's doing. But he'll play like Trials, like that motorcycle game where like you just go forward. And he'll play that and
do backflips and stuff.
Pretty much anything I do is just until Saved by the Bell comes on.
And you're just like, I gotta go. Saved by the Bell's coming up.
This is Good Morning, Miss Bliss. This is bullshit.
if they put that on Netflix, that would be. They just put Friends on Netflix, but I like Friends. Friends is good, but Saved by the Bell or Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World.
You seen Girl Meets World?
Yeah.
See,
here's the epitome of exactly how I feel about that show. The thing is, like, when I try and watch it, I'm like, this doesn't look like Boy Meets World. Like, just how, and I think it's because somebody said that in the 90s, the way they shot stuff is it still on, not tape or whatever it is, but now it's all digital, so it looks different. But I'm like, I want it to go back to that different look of like the 90s sitcoms.
Yeah, I can't get enough of that. That started like when Wonder Years ended that spring. Boy Meets World started that fall for 12 or some years. There's a Savage Brother, and they have I'm a big fan of both shows. They have the episodes have the same plots, like it's just the same thing with a different Savage Brother, equally as entertaining.
I'll have to watch the Wonder Years is on Netflix. I'll have to watch that. I never really watched
another.
That too much, but Fred Savage's.
Yeah,
older.
He's
Wonder Years. Ben Savage. Yeah, and have you ever seen The Wizard?
Yes. Yeah, the video game one with the Nintendo one. That's when
Nintendo
Mario commercial. 3 came out or something.
Yeah, that's when they debuted. And then you're like, oh my god, there's a secret if you go up there and you can get the little whistle or the key. Yeah, I have that on a DVD. But Fred Savage, like, seemed like he was like 25 years old in every movie he was in. Like, he just seemed way older than he.
Yeah, he's a great child actor. The facial looks pregnant, you know.
Yeah,
he's a big fan.
Yeah,
big fan of Fred Savage.
They're both in a movie together with that Howie Mandel.
Little Monsters.
Little Monsters. Yeah. I don't remember. I remember, but I don't remember like watching it too. I can't remember.
And they're in each other's shows too. Like there's an episode of The Wonder Years where Corey Matthews is real young and he's in that. And then there's an episode of Boy Meets World where Fred Savage hits on.
Topanga.
And
he pushes him through.
Oh, just a mean teacher.
He's like, you just lost your scholarship or whatever.
Yeah, you just got yourself expelled from college. And he didn't, because the morals are right in that show.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Feeding still alive?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just
timeless.
He'll never die.
He dies, he just turns back into Kit from Knight Rider. And,
Wow.
I was just watching Fast and Loud. I don't know if you guys ever catch that show, but they did... last year they did
is Fast and Loud? I don't know.
Fast and Loud's a car show where they just fix up cars.
What was that? What was that Tom Hanks movie that was like the World Trade Center? It was like something along the same lines. That's what I was thinking of when you're like, I've seen Fast and Loud. I'm like, that movie's really depressing.
Incredibly Loud.
Yeah, something like that.
Or something. Yeah.
Super real. I don't know what it is. Go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, so they basically take old cars, fix them up, flip them, and sell them, and all that. But last year they did a Smokey and the Bandit car. They got like this real rich friend, and he gave him like $1 million to make a Smokey and the Bandit car. Yeah. And then it was like a bonus if you could get Burt Reynolds to autograph it or something like that. So they did it, and so Burt Reynolds showed up in the episode. Well, this year
sad if he didn't.
Just like just need one to sign this. We get
some guy named Brett Reynolds.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So this year they did a Knight Rider. This guy was having an 80s theme party. Their rich friend, and then like he's like, I want a kit car to be there, and. Then the bonus with this one was if you can get David Hasselhoff to show up at the party. And so, like, the whole episode, they're trying to find the car, they fix it and everything, and then it has to talk, too. So they actually got, I don't know if it was in the actual car or if it was just for the show, but they had Mr. Feeney, whatever his real name is, but doing the voiceover on the episode.
And then Burt Reynolds showed up.
This isn't your just time. Come on.
Shaved his mustache and used to call himself David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I was on this show, too. Burt, no, come on.
Did they get David Hasselhoff?
Come Did he show
Bert.
Up?
Yeah,
come, on,
yeah,
Bert. Like they, come on, Burt.
In the episode, they like, Richard, who's the owner, and he, like, flew to Sweden where David Hasselhoff was doing a concert or something like that. And then, like,
sure.
Why not?
What concert?
Yeah. So stereotypical. Yeah. Well, we got he's doing a concert in Germany.
Well, he does that. He does that one song. Yeah.
Do they put sand on stage and he just runs across? Yeah.
Slow motion, but it's so real time.
He goes over there and he gets them talking to him, and then the bonus was like $10,000 or something like that. I think it was, So he was trying to get him there, and then Hasselhoff's like, well, what is it? And he's like, well, it's $10,000 if you show up at this party. He's like, and he's like, well, what do I get? And he's like, or something like that. And then
to go to a party. Yeah, $10,000.
Right, yeah. And he's like, so he's like, why don't you give me $9,000 of that? And then he's like, you're making $1,000 just from me showing up or whatever. Something anyway. He's like, haggling on the price, and then he finally I guess he didn't go to the party, so they like had a video show up and like
lame, he didn't even show up.
Yeah, he didn't actually.
Guy, he's
I feel like it's like, okay, here's $1 million to this car if you get David Hasselhoff, and it's like, yeah. Well, we spent $20 on the car, and we had to spend the rest of it to get David Hasselhoff here because it's really tough to buy out. So here's our Micro Machine car.
Right.
Seems like he parties. I bet everyone. According to that one video. So
yeah,
well, I think he parties. Parties by himself, though. They're with his kids and
whatever it is. Did you watch the overhauling too? Yeah. They fix up the semis and then they give it back to the dude, and I think it's a surprise. I watched that with my grandpa once, and whenever they did the big reveal, the guy who owned it was so ecstatic, and then I looked over at my grandpa and he was crying.
It's so whole time. It's like the what's
this
the
is
house?
I'll never make you happy.
What's that house one? House, not
Stream
house.
Home makeover.
Yeah. But then like I hear like people they move in, they're like, oh, this is great, and then they can't afford them, and they have to like
when they have to pay taxes.
That's
on yeah, like they don't
yeah,
help
that
with
sucks.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're just totally get screwed over. Like it's all in good. They're in a good
in
place.
Yeah, they're trying, but yeah, they're not in a really thing.
But in about a year, you guys are gonna be totally screwed by this amount of money that you're gonna spend on. Or they couldn't pay, like, the
They could
utility.
Just destroy the house again and then just be, come back.
That's a sequel.
I always have a funny idea, like, of when Pimp My Ride was on and, like, you'd watch that. And then
Next to the Z.
At the end of every episode, I was always like, thanks, Exhibit, for pimping my ride, or whatever. And then, like, they always, like, burn out, and, like, I always wish, like, somebody would, like, get T-boned, like, right at the end. Like,
just get smoked.
Yeah. Why can't they just get, like, pulled over? Why do you want them to get...
You want them to...
I just want harm.
Well, I just pull over all the illegal shit Exhibit put on their car.
I just think it'd be hilarious to, like, right after it just got fixed up, like, they...
A bomb dropped on the city.
They just get killed, and I just love them to just die. Oh, well, what if maybe we just, got them a ticket instead of killing them? But they deserve it, because they have that fish tank in their car.
Nobody gets hurt. It wasn't, like, real.
He got his car, accident. And then he made
makes
his flight on 9/11.
Makes it think of
poor taste. Poor taste.
There's a... Did I send you the Cards Against Humanity? And it's, like, one of them was, this is your captain speaking. It's September 11th. Or, no, it's... Captain speaking, buckle your seatbelts and get prepared for. And the answer was September 11th, 2011. And so we're just like, this is my ticket to hell. But that game, I need to. Do you guys have that game? Cards
I do not. I just played it the other night with my friends. I thought I had the perfect answer.
So
it was
so good.
The question was, what is former President George W. Bush thinking about right now? And I had a card that said former President George W. Bush, and yeah. I played it and then didn't win. And I got so mad. I defriended my friends in real life.
There's an app on the iPhone. I think you can play, like, it's a not the official version, but it's the same premise of it. But I was like, we had our family Christmas the other day, and I was like, that would have been awesome to play. But I'm thinking my parents would flip out if some of the stuff that's in there, because it's like smelly donkey penis and penis, and I'm like, my parents are like, maybe we should play a
one of them was
game.
The best one I saw was, it's just a Daniel Radcliffe's delicious asshole. You could play that in any situation and it's gonna win.
And then they have the ones where you can like make your own, like my buddy brought over, like they have the blank ones that you can create your own.
Yeah,
either black cards or white cards.
That card is how I know Harry Potter's gone too far.
Yeah. Harry Potter, you sold out, man.
The fact that they added delicious.
Yeah. I would like to sit in the room where they're developing that game and just seeing the topics, like which ones didn't make it, you know, the card game. Like, no, man, that's a little, we can't do that because that's a little much. Like, but seriously, I thought Pamela Anderson's boobs, like, yeah. Or they're like, that's not crazy enough. We need something better.
Yeah, how many other delicious assholes do they talk about before they settle on this actually?
how many other adjectives are there?
Right. Well, it's too long. We got to cut it down. So let's,
Elijah Wood was kind of a long time ago now.
Yeah, he's a little out. By the time this comes out, he's going to be old news, you know. But
it wasn't even Harry Potter is the actor then.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the actual person.
That's we should just play that sometime on the. But I guess that probably wouldn't be a. It could be good, I guess, if you read it. I'm just trying to how that would correlate on a podcast. But that's one game that I have never laughed so hard as when I play that game.
It's basically adults' apples to apples, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, which apples is fun, too. But anytime that you can just have, like, you're trying to think of, like, the worst scenario and you have a list of horrible things. It's
They just streamlined apples to apples into all the best answers.
You also realize, too, that, like, we were playing with, it was me, my buddy, and his girlfriend at the time, and my wife. And you realize that, like, my wife and his girlfriend were the two dirtiest people. Like, you wouldn't expect it. And then, like, they're playing these just horrific cards. And you're like, was that you?
It's also wrestling, man.
Well, yeah. I'm just like, was that you? And he's like, no. And we're like, you guys are horrible people. Get out of here. Like, you're the mother of my child. And you're putting something like that up? And I was like, yeah, high five. It's a good time.
What about, like, Abraham Lincoln's surprise 40th birthday party? I bet people had to hide for that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going back to the porn thing.
I was
like, what does this have to do with Spider-Man?
I was waiting for how now? Spider-web vagina? I don't know. But hold on. So,
or the Emancipation Proclamation. Did we do that as a surprise fashion?
I don't know if that was a surprise.
Because I think that's the only type of happy hiding is a surprise.
Yeah, I'll say, unless it's hiding, like, so if you're like, say, a military and they're about to surprise the enemy, you're
that's
hiding,
an ambush, right.
An ambush, yeah. So that could be fun for the
Well, yeah, I guess surprise, there are different types. There are good surprises and bad surprises.
I literally at work tonight, this is all I'm going to try and figure out is a time in which somebody was hiding for fun.
What about like a stripper and a cake? Is that hiding? Does
but,
this
but
count?
Here's the thing,
happy times in history.
It is,
for
but I don't know if that's historical. Like, I want something.
That's true.
That's like,
not very historical. Marilyn Manson, Marilyn Monroe ever in a cake?
Go with Marilyn Manson.
I'm sure Marilyn Manson.
I bet Marilyn Manson's been in a cake.
I guarantee he's been in a cake.
Was actually in
there's,
cake man.
There's no way that guy hasn't been in a cake.
Yeah.
That guy, the rumor was he was Paul from the Wonder Years, the best friend. I don't think he was. I wish he was.
What's his name? What was his name? Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
What was that guy Paul's name in the Wonder Years? You know, Paul. What was his name? Paul? Oh, yeah. Paul's Paul. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Paul's still Paul. Paul's Paul.
Paul's Paul, right? Still Paul. Still got a big nose? Paul? Paul big nose? Yeah. It was a good time. Good guy. Yeah. It seems like... like shows now just aren't as good as what they used to be. I don't know if it's like that whole like everybody says that when they're older, like it's not as good as it was when I was growing up, but like I feel like 90s sitcoms were like, or like family shows were like the epitome of like TV.
Yeah, it was kind of like the heyday, but I mean there's some like shows now I guess are more serious. I love TV, like some more serialized, like Breaking Bad,
Game of Thrones,
Sopranos back in like early 2000s, but yeah, sitcoms, I mean there's not like I like sitcom. I mean, maybe like It's Always Sunny. It's not it's not your standard though. Like what you're talking about, I guess.
Like,
but, like your
I
family,
guess
The
family, yeah, oriented, like the TGIF thing. Like I don't know. Like we'll watch George Lopez is always on, and that's not new now. But like that was always on TV Land when we're like laying in bed watching that. That's all right. But like just that it seems like Disney tries to make him. Yeah. And just like, yeah.
Maybe it's just getting older, though. Like, that's probably what it is.
I forgot to put him in my comedic influences. It's Beaker, the Swedish Chef, and George Lopez. You can just imagine a blend.
Mount Rushmore guy with the. Yeah. Was Beaker the one with the orange?
Yeah, Beaker.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And then.
That
sounded more like Blue from Blue's Clues.
Oh, good dude. You can too.
Didn't that guy get like arrested or something?
I think he
the original Steve?
Yeah.
Or was that Paul too? Was that Paul?
No,
Paul. Steve's in like a band too.
Yeah?
I think so.
I think Macaulay Culkin's in a band now.
He is.
I think somebody saw that.
Somebody compared Macaulay Culkin said it's funny that now he looks like the old man from Home Alone. Because like, he just looks all raggedy and like just a weird looking
old man.
I saw one of those fake news stories on Facebook that he had died and it was fake.
It was... Oh, that
was the end of that thought.
Goddamn Facebook, man.
But I hate those. I'm starting to learn which websites have the fake ones. Because I thought Betty White died. I thought Macaulay Culkin died.
I've seen that, go around a lot. And then, like, I'll have to go immediately. My first thing is, getting off on this? I go to TMZ, and I'm like, if it's not on TMZ, then it didn't happen. Because TMZ seems like they nail everything.
I just saw one. Somebody shared, like, about... Dustin Diamond stabbed and killed a guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He stabbed him, but the dude didn't die.
Yeah, he's getting filed for murder.
That's what I was like, it was just fun. That's a little tie it all together back to
yesterday.
Yeah,
McDonald's, I was in the drive-thru and I went to TMZ because I saw that story. I'm like, did he really kill the guy though? Did the dude just die?
And he didn't kill him though. Right?
No, he just stabbed him.
Not a big deal.
Did it seem like it was on impulse or did he?
I think it was like self defense.
I think he was getting stuffed in
the
locker.
That's what he says. It was actually AC Slater, and he's getting really tired of it. And he was hitting on Lisa, he said, "That's enough."
How many times is that joke going to be mentioned?
Oh man. Saved by the Bell though was God, there's just such good shows that I could.
Nobody ever got stabbed in Saved by the Bell.
No, but really the worst they did was the caffeine pills.
I think in Happy Days, Fonzie stabbed a couple people.
Did he? I was listening to the Nerdist podcast with who's Fonzie? What's his name?
Henry.
Yeah. And he was talking about how the older brother in Happy Days just like one day went upstairs and then I guess they wrote him off the show because Fonzie was essentially like the big brother. And they're just like, you just never saw the big brother again. And you're just like, oh, what about him?
Family Matters, they just dropped the character too. And she eventually started doing porn. Oh, like,
little daughter or whatever?
Yeah, I think her name's like Jamie Foxworth or something. Foxworth. But that's the same thing. And Boy Meets World, when they changed characters for the daughter. And then when the second one came down, they were just like, Morgan, you've been in the room for a long time.
I love the reference. Like, they acknowledge jokes about it. I think I heard too, the little girl died, but I don't think she actually did. I heard that's why they got a new one, but that's another... that would have been on Facebook.
Anal arachnids?
There you go.
There's at least alliteration on that one. It doesn't really get across that it's Spider-Man at all.
I feel like
that it just might be an
arachnophobia.
You know what they didn't? If they really wanted to go, they could have... Because spiders, the woman kills... I say the woman spider, the female... They have sex and then they kill the male. Did they do that in the spider fucking?
Good old spider fucking. Do they do that in there? I don't think they.
They should have.
I've only watched. It was like 2 weeks ago since I watched.
For
it.
Entertainment value alone.
I don't remember how she got attacked by the spider that gave her the powers, but I just for some reason.
No, she should have killed every fucking.
Maybe she did. I don't know, but she's telling.
I think this is a different movie.
She's trying to just bed them. Maybe that's how she was trying to kill them, by bedding them in the most respectful manner. For some reason, because this was like when I saw it the first time, it was like 2005. It's come on Cinemax after that. I'm just saying, but like 2005, and the thing that stuck with me was the guy was like, nah, 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 and then he shot her in the face, or she shot him in the face with a web, and it was.
I knew what I wanted to do with my life.
That day I knew I wanted to get into movies.
Did they have Doc Cock?
I don't think so.
I'm so happy. You just pulled a. You just pulled a. Get me off
this
next bus.
Instead of the metal arms, just all dicks.
I think you got a sequel. I don't think they made a Spider-Man.
Mary Jane Twatson. All right, guys.
All right, but write that down because we're gonna use that probably later. Because that's
all right. You care if I sign your tablecloth?
There's naked. You could design it on the tablecloth, and then when you guys put this Christmas one out next year, you'd be like, "Why is there a guy with wieners for hands?" Like, oh, remember the podcast episode when Ben came up with the gold. Yeah, that's why we get to live, that's why we get to live in this mansion
here
now.
Here gold, man. Yeah. Been panning over
have
here.
Have you ever thought about getting into porn creatively? You don't have to act. Sorry. I was watching that, speaking of more of porn, because that's what we need to talk about, is...
you know, you draw from what you know.
You really, it's what I know. They were talking about that show, it was like 90s, last great decade or something. It was like a documentary on VH1, and they're talking about the guy who got his wiener chopped off by...
Lorraine Bobbitt.
Yes. Yeah. And that dude went into porn after they put his
wiener... It's like Frankenweenie or something. Yeah, like... something like that,
I feel like you know a little more than I do.
Oh, so I haven't seen it. I'm aware of
go ahead, tell me who was in it.
Did they put one bolt on the tip?
With young Frankenstein and the wiener perform putting on the roots.
Frankenweenie, I think, was a kid's movie, though. I think of Frankenweenie was a kid's
movie. Frankenweenie? Yeah.
Frankenweenie.
Okay. Yeah, Frankenweenie might have been a little bit.
I think they would have. Yeah, Frankenweenie makes more sense.
There's somebody on the high up would be like, I don't think
there's the porn name for it.
Frankenweenie.
Thinking of Frank's Wiener?
Frankenweenie.
Frank and Wiener.
Find it in your adult section of the DVD at your Blockbuster, which is no longer there. Did Blockbuster have an adult section?
No.
I don't think so.
I think they had like some of those like Skinamax movies, but
I don't remember ever there being like a like Family Video has like a
the curtain back. In the back.
Well, the best is when they had like the saloon doors, you know, like
yeah.
You just walk in there, wah wah wah. I'm ready to find
there ain't
porn.
Enough porn for the both of us.
Could you ever go in there if there's another person in there? Like, do you just wait till they leave, or can you ever be two people in that room looking for movies and just like?
Well, that was always like
you're here to get movies too, huh?
That was always like the cue like of the pervert, because you heard the saloon doors whine and like you're like, well, there goes somebody in the.
They specifically made it like the doors of shame. So like,
all of Jenna Jameson and we have Tombstone. Back here.
I wasn't going in there. I just bumped into the doors and they create
that cock holiday. All right, guys, come on,
I'm here all day. How long is the podcast? 2 hours. We're gonna do 3 hours. And we're gonna make this all just the second half. Just gonna be porn. Names.
It's right there. It's
asking to be done. Gold. So I'm just saying, if you want to start a podcast with porn, like just start coming up with pod or porn names.
That has to be a thing.
There's got to be a podcast for everything. I'm just making material thing. I'm going to research at work tonight, and I'm going to get fired because we're making. So why are you looking up things about spiders having sex and killing other people and
cock-holiday?
Yeah, why are you looking up other porn names and?
I guarantee there is a movie called Cock Holiday, but it has nothing to do with Tombstone. It's just like doing this
it's a Christmas
cock holiday, man.
It's a Christmas story. With wieners. Look what I got you for Christmas: a wiener.
It's
and
a
just
major
like every,
award.
Ah, it's a major award. Oh, that'd be a. You think they made a Christmas story porn?
I'm sure there's everything.
I apologize that we've turned this whole podcast into porn when you guys come on hang out. But
how often does this happen?
Really?
You get a lot of... It's not all comics on here.
No, it's musicians. Really, it's all about porn, though, is what it normally comes
down
to.
Yeah,
talking about porn. No, we have musicians and comedians, and I think this is the most porn-filled one we've talked about, which I'm okay with. I mean,
I would hope it is.
We're talking about porn at arm's length, though. We're not getting like into the nitty and the gritty.
Yeah, we're not.
Well, I guess we, a little bit.
Which is, it's really funny because last week we had Andrew Frank on, and we talked about religion. So it's really strange that we have two other comedians, and it goes into about porn. Like, so that's... You never know where this is gonna go.
Like, expanding horizons. Yeah. But we talked about Nintendo 64.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
So like when the parents are listening, they're like, "Okay, this is for you guys." And then when it's to the point, like, "Okay, we'll turn it down." And you guys put on your headphones.
Have they made any religious video games to like try to educate kids? I'm sure they have.
You'd have to look at what was the dude from Growing Pains?
Oh,
Kirk Cameron.
Who did like Fireproof?
Yeah.
That
was about porn. Like,
was
it? An addiction. Yeah, he had an addiction.
Oh, yeah, he was so... It ruined his life.
That was weird about that, yeah.
he made a movie just recently of like the meaning of, I don't know what it was, some Christmas movie, and it got rated the worst ever on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, he tried to like, he tried to make a bid to like Facebook to be like, guys, come on, don't let this website bring us down, let's get this up, and try to get like the Christian people to like vote it really high, and it just totally, everybody backfired and just voted the worst movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
The Christian people.
The Christian people. I'm trying to be respectful about it, so you know, the Christian people who,
instead of just Christians.
Those Christian people. Those Christian folks. Oh, I feel like a dick now. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, it's not what it's
It's after...
What about the guy who invented the Jack in the Box? Is that a surprise? Like, if it's not an actual person surprising anybody.
Yeah.
That's a pretty old toy. That's like classic toy.
I was immediately thinking of the restaurant. I'm like...
Oh, no, Jack not that. Yeah. Not Jack. Jack no.
I've seen people hide in there, though, too.
That's a whole different surprise. That's where after you eat it.
Like, I feel like... I mean... I guess that's, I mean, that's a pretty famous toy, though. It could be. I feel like we're going to leave the listeners, like, wanting to know, and we're going to drop the ball, because I just can't think of any events that hiding was fun. But if they want to.
If you guys know of any times when hiding was fun.
Hashtag not getting killed, and we'll let you know next week on the podcast. I don't
hashtag
know.
Web pussy.
Yeah, so here's the crowd participation. If you know of any time in history when hiding was fun, or if you know a new appropriate
a better
name
title
for Spider Babe,
yeah,
I mean, you could be.
That's
a guest
just lazy.
Yeah, so, yeah. I feel like they're just like, let's make a porn like Spider Man. Well, we could do a girl and just call it Spider Babe. Sold. Put it in production. Let's do it. Like, that was easy. Dude made like $8 million off it.
Did you finish on Spider Babe?
Is that too
personal?
I thought you were saying, did you finish on Spider Babe? Like I was.
Yeah, on the babe.
I don't know if we ever finished watching it either. I just remember there's six guys in a
so you probably
room.
Did finish on Spider. Just remember the six guys in a dorm room.
All right, I'm gonna go back to my room.
I watched that thing through the credits, man. Yeah.
It's really good. Actually, that's one you can watch again.
It was key grip on that one.
Yeah, the credits are just like, hey, Mom, yeah, I finally made a movie. What's it called? It's a movie. It's like Spider-Man.
This is a movie.
You've seen Spider-Man, right? It's kind of like that. What's it called? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later. And then she goes to your IMDb, and you know, because they got, like, cast people in there, too, right? Like, maybe, I don't know.
Got it all, man.
I got it all. You cannot be a...
I feel bad for the crew on porn movies, because nobody ever sits through the credits on those.
I know. Yeah. Like, it's so true. Like, the poor guy.
Some guy
like,
holding the boom mic, you know, just like some guy in The Hobbit, right?
Boom in the shot, boom in the shot.
Watching his name go by in 3D.
Those moans and sounds don't just happen, okay? You need a good, solid sound engineer to make that happen. You're not getting the appreciation that
Or is it all done in, like, production?
Like, post, like, all the,
is it just a soundboard?
They're just, yeah, they don't even have, like, a mic. They just record the action. They're like, okay, we're gonna need some good sounds on this one, and, soundboard. They're just like
I've
this.
Seen some, and I don't like continuously going back into porn. But have you ever seen some like fairly like?
Seems
low...
like you do.
I know it's just what we're talking
it's
about
just
right
the
now.
Topic.
We find other subject matter that catches my. But I think in some of these stuff that you see on like YouPorn and stuff that this girl is probably just getting banged by some guy with a GoPro camera on his head.
And you just imagine how that guy looks. And he's got like the helmet on. Like, hold on, let me adjust my GoPro, man. Where's my Red Bull sponsorship?
Yeah, and then they both jump out of an airplane.
Right, yeah.
That guy's doing porn or he's mining.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because he's got to have the light. You know? You got to get quality lighting. And
got the black lung.
He may have the computer mic like standing over here. He can only go so far because it's USB. Oh my goodness. Well, I think that's a great time to end.
How long have we been going?
It's about 53 minutes, so
it's solid,
pretty good, and about 50 minutes is on porn, which is
what did we learn?
I guarantee you, this will be a highest rated episode. It'll be like, well, you know, you had about 6 million. I'm just gonna call this episode Spider Babe. That's what we'll just call it, Spider Babe with Max and Ben. And it'll just be a review of it, and it'll be like 6 million views.
People, views.
Yeah. People came here looking to download Spider-Babe.
6 million people saw there was a podcast.
Got four guys talking about porn.
6 million people have iTunes.
Yeah. So not only did you get the U2 album, you also got this Rock Paper podcast.
Yeah, can we do that where we just put it on people's
just
things
automatically
instead?
Like, I think we have to set a deal with not Steve Jobs because he's not alive anymore. But the other guy. Who's the other dude with Apple? That guy, you know. We'll just call him Apple.
Apple Seed.
Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appletunes.
Johnny Appletunes.
He plants iPods all across the nation.
A bunch of MP trees.
Oh, my iTunes is coming in great this year. Yeah.
You got any grow puns.
Yeah. There's like MP3s are just dropping right off that tree. It's really nice. It's beautiful.
Puns are coming in good this year. Best harvest I've seen.
Got me some good puns this year. We gotta go.
I feel like you keep trying to end over and over again. And I just keep cutting you off. We'll go longer.
Are we at an hour yet? I won't let you go until we get to an hour. So do you guys have anything coming up or any porn that you're going to
sure,
be in?
Sure, Ben doesn't.
Any porn that you know, I'm going to be in my room.
Spider Babe.
I'm going to staple my blinds shut, and I'm just going to continue. It is so cold. It's like the Valley Forge of podcasts.
I know, it's kind of snow. It's thinking about snowing, but
it's so overcast.
Old man
all the
Winter,
time.
Man, knocking on that door. He's all right.
Come in. I'm looking for the paper boy.
I'm gonna be, I don't know, I'm at the Funny Bone every once in a while. There's shows all around town. Look at comedyinthelou.com.
There you go.
LOU. And there's a list of open mics and stuff. Come out to shows, support comedy. Some of us are okay. We're working on it. We just spend a lot of time trying to make people laugh. And even if it doesn't work, it's all in good fun.
Just have a good time. If you come there and you're not wanting to laugh, then
just drink. Just drink.
I'll be at the Westport Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow. It's in the past for you listeners. And then Go Bananas if any of you are in Cincinnati, old Sin City.
Surprise, you missed me because you're not on live with us. So that's your problem, bro. It's your problem. Sweet. All right, when are you heading back to Cincinnati?
You know, I'm not really sure because I got to get a part-time job when I'm up there, and I'm not looking forward to that. Kind of depends on Tinder girls. We ain't even talking about Tinder at all. I mean, talk about Tinder.
This is the
cannot get enough
opportunity.
Of it.
I don't know what Tinder. I know I kind of know what it is, but I've never.
It's awesome, man. You just swipe and
we're two married guys. We don't.
Oh, dude, it's so. Yeah. I've never actually met any of them, but you just swipe right if you like them, swipe left if you don't, and then you just swipe and go. It's like the.
It's like the pay at the pump of apps.
It's like a pay at the pump?
Of apps. You just swipe and go, man. Like,
the pump.
just hang and bang, apparently. I've never met any of them. Never met it.
Another website,
hang and bang.
I was listening to the About Last Night podcast.
Adam Ray?
Yeah. And he, they were talking about what the... It was a Jerry Ferrara or whatever from
Entourage.
Turtle.
They were talking to him about like the whole thing, and then how like Tinder is trying to get away from the whole like you know hooking up thing.
Yeah.
So they're trying to be like, well, no, you can do some, you know, you can meet new people and all or whatever. It's like. But it's like, that's the whole purpose of what people are using it for is to...
It's confusing, because I think it's evolving to, like, dating, because, like, so many people are on there like, oh, no hookups. But then everybody I've talked to said they just hook up. I've never actually... I just think it's so fun. It's all just... Right. Yeah, I love it, man.
Well, apparently they got another
guys,
one.
Guys, ever like, had sex before?
There's like a...
I can zap you to do it. Really
just text all the girls, are you a bot?
Are there bots on there?
Totally.
Oh, man. They always say, like, it's always the same template of a message. It'll be like, if you promise, if I give you my number, you promise to text me, and I just say no. And then they'll just send, like, and then it's always, like, an LA or New York area code, or they'll send you some website or something.
Right, check out my sweet new website. Fuck me. I don't think that's your website. That's incredible.
They were talking about, like, apparently there's another one now that's, like, Thrinder or something like that. It's only for threesomes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does that get that? Do you go on as a couple?
I guess
you don't. You wouldn't know. Well, you could know at this point because you already are a couple.
You essentially filled two of the three spots. So I mean,
You just need the thread.
Well, there's like person.
I wonder if that would like be as awesome. Like, do they? That's a free app, right? Tinder.
Yeah.
I wonder if they made it like 99 cents and people would still just. I feel like they still would, and they'd make a.
Yeah, if it was like a one-time thing, but like I don't actually like. It's just
not
for
advertising
fun,
on it. What's their end game? What's Tinder get out of it?
Maybe Tinder's just looking to be a good.
Do they just get to look at all of our conversations? Right. Is that what they're doing this for?
That's probably it, yeah.
He's gonna put this in a public archive.
Yeah, maybe we're gonna release this in like 10 years and just mess with people.
It's like a justification for like Armageddon.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they're like secretly like part owners in Trojan
think those people are. They got their foot in buying condoms. Yeah. Oh my God! There's gonna be a generation of Tinder babies. Yeah.
It's a genius. It's a genius.
There's going to be Tinder babies.
There's going to be. Yeah.
There probably is already Tinder pregnancies.
Oh, there have been Tinder babies.
Yeah. You never hear about that stuff.
On Tinder. Let's hear that on Lifetime. The love story of.
That's the dark side that people don't talk about. Maybe that's what we need to start a podcast on. In 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, we're going to start a podcast. If podcasts are still like a thing. And we're going to be, it's called Tinder Babies. And we're just going to get all these guests that are like, that were babies of parents who were Tinder. Met on Tinder and be like, it's a pretty normal lifestyle. I had a happy childhood. My parents were cool.
Charlotte's Web Pussy.
There you go.
But you can't use other, because that's like a false advertisement. Because somebody's going to come in there thinking they'll see a pig and a spider or something.
Uh-huh. And spider fucking a pig.
I mean, here's the thing.
When you said spider babe, I thought it was like spider in the movie Babe. So I thought it was like spider pig.
So I guess you're not doing it wrong. I just think like
that's Family Guy. No.
You have more of a possibility of creating a different spinoff porn than maybe Spider-Man. So maybe you should look at doing Charlotte's Web.
Chitty Chitty Gang Bang. Has that been?
Oh, I feel like that has to be out there. One. If not, you need to
I need to
that.
Make it.
Get that domain.
You quit comedy.
Knock in that domain right now.
Start directing adult films.
Yeah. I bought like a $5,000 camera. I don't know where I got $5,000, but I have this camera. We got to make a porn. And it's got to be Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Or whatever it would be.
We'll have to do this again without talking about porn so much. I'm going to set topics, I'm going to have notes, and there's going to be something else. We're going to get into literature and thought.
It's going to be a deep podcast, but we had to get this one, the dirty one, out of the way.
The
dirty one out of the way.
That's what we should call this one, the dirty one.
The next time people dirty hear South you guys, they're like, wow, I thought those guys were just all about porn and Nintendo 64, but... Now I see they actually have some deep thought and they're really intelligent and I learned something came out of it.
Deep thoughts.
Or it's back. So they did make Spider Babe 2 and this is what it's about and we'll spend another hour talking about porn or Tinder. It would be cool. Good times. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah. Oh yeah, thanks.
This was a blast.
I appreciate the insight into porn. With that said, I've never seen
it. I just don't feel good about that.
I've been setting you guys up to try and talk. Your reputation is now
it's awful. It's not good.
And it's... I'm sorry. We'll just call this episode
Gonna have to wait for my third podcast.
You have to go pray after this and possibly cleanse your soul. Yeah.
Well...
It's okay.
It is Sunday. We can still go to church.
Yeah, of all days, we picked a Sunday to talk about tons of porn. Nice. Any other horrible things you want to do? That's cool. Well, Max, Ben, thanks for hanging out. And,
thanks, guys.
Are you guys on Twitter or Facebook or anything?
Yeah.
I guess I would say like Twitter because Facebook then they just have weird people friending you and you're like, I don't really know.
Yeah,
you.
Max,
unless you're cool, use Twitter.
I think I'm Max R. Fitzgerald on Twitter because Max was taken. I don't really tweet much. You don't have to.
So don't look for him on Twitter. Just look for him on Tinder or PornTube or anywhere else. That's cool.
Yeah, actually, Tinder, seriously.
Well, seriously, if you're hot.
Say your radius 100 miles, I'll probably be in the area.
That'd be sweet.
Couple right swipes on this.
I'm swiping right. Are you swiping right?
You going right? Hey, baby, you going right? Left! Fuck you, man! Fucking hot, you don't even know. All right, well, episode 39. Max, Ben, thanks for hanging out.
I feel like we should shake your hand, but we don't have to leave.
No.
All right.
No, that's cool. You just, we'll sit. We'll talk about more porn, the more deep porn now.
Yeah.
On the after party, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 39.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.